Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the hotline, our friend Al Petrelli is stopping by real quick from TSO. Tickets are on sale now. The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, where it's at Sprint Center Wednesday, the 26th of December.
Our next guest is the co-founder of the band that over the last two decades has become a holiday touring juggernaut, thrilling over 13 million ticket holders along the way. The band is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. His name is Al Petrelli.
Oh, Mr. Petrelli, how are you today?
Good morning, my brother. How you doing?
I'm well, man. I actually knew that you were not in rehearsals yet.
The band has started rehearsing. We have not kicked the tires on the main stage. We'll do that next Friday. We start that.
You know how? So far, I'm talking to my buddy Pyro Steve in Vegas yesterday because I'd sent him some pyro to carry into his shop and hopefully get fixed his Comet Flame. And his buddies, I guess, going out with you this year, and made me laugh because I go, yeah, I think Al's in rehearsal in Omaha. And he goes, no, not yet. It's next week. And I go, no, I think it is. And he's like, no, I'm telling you. I know exactly where. And so I was wrong. I get to call him today and tell him I'm a dummy. I was like, no.
I just tell him that I am in rehearsal. Where is he?
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. You're fired now.
That's exactly. Right.
We talked about
it.
Rip?
Everything good? Family good?
Everybody is good. We just went down to Panama, man. I got to tell you, Al, and I know you're up on the story with this hurricane, but, you know, Bob, my program director, A-hole Bob, his mom and dad, 82 and 83, refused to leave. So,
oh, my gosh.
They survived it. But, I mean, it just destroyed their homes. They were there. No electricity, no running water in the middle of Panama City. We had to make a 1,000-mile run and get his mom out of there and get the roofs tarped and their two houses and just get them some generators. It's heavy, man. I just thought about that. And his mom was so upset about Thanksgiving that's coming up and that it's not going to work for her and nobody's going to come to their house.
She's worried about it, yeah.
Right. And it all ties together, right? You lose that family thing. Like, you know, Christmas, TSO is part of that family thing. You know, between Thanksgiving and January, you guys, that's all you do. You get out there and you're part of people's history.
Yeah, and they've become part of ours, too. You know, that goes both ways. I mean, you know, 25 years ago when we first recorded the opening notes to, you know, Christmas Eve 1224, we didn't know what, you know, Paul had created. We just knew that musically it was something really special. And then, you know, everybody around America and then later on globally just said, you know, you remember this like it was yesterday. We talk about this all the time, you and I. Like, the first time you heard that back in, like, the winter of 95,
sure.
You know, I was like, what is that? You know, and everybody's still saying the same thing, man. They can't get enough of it. And we're just so grateful and appreciative to everybody in the United States. And again, what's going on globally now, you know, what Paul and his family created and what's continuing on. This will be our 20th year, consistently. Every year for 20 years we've been touring. And you know, especially in your community, folks come out and they just love it. And like you had said, from I think the day after Halloween, obviously from Thanksgiving and right through New Year's Eve, it is the soundtrack for so many people's holidays, and we're just so fortunate to be part of that, dude.
No, it really is. Because I do a huge Halloween at my house, then we move into Thanksgiving. I go to New York for the parade, and then come back and you see TSO Christmas, and that's it. And that's how that season goes for me. And you remove one of those components, and it doesn't work anymore. Like it genuinely makes me sad. I look forward to it.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, so do I. I mean, first of all, I love what I do. As far as the job goes, I mean, I have the greatest job ever. I mean, at my age, I still play guitar, you know, which is awesome. Then to think about how important it's become to so many families, including, you know, starting with mine, yours, and everybody else, you know. I mean, my wife, my two daughters are coming out to Kansas City. They're going to spend, this will be the first time they've ever spent Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with me and get to see the show in that beautiful venue and to meet you up close and personal, you know?
God,
so
great.
It's exciting across the board. I mean, this year is so, every year is exciting. This year is just, you know, it's even more exciting.
Well, Well, look, the tickets are on sale now.
Quick, though, brother. I mean, and I'm not just telling you because I'm trying to sell the show. You know what's up with that.
Of course.
It's crazy how many tickets have been sold already.
And by the way, a side note, guys, you know, a dollar of every ticket sold in these markets, in Kansas City included, it goes to a local charity. So there's two shows that day. There's a matinee and then the 7 or 8 o'clock show. And that's always been incredible to me. And I think about December 26th. By that time, I need a break from family. Just a little one. Maybe, or at least an area we can all hang out, but we can't talk to each other. We're just going to have a little fun and focus on something else. And what could be better on that day?
Not a whole lot. I mean, everything's behind you. Everybody can exhale, you know, loosen their belts one notch because you've been eating crazy for a couple days, and just come see the biggest rock and roll show on the planet and really have a great time. There's no better way to put an exclamation point on a great holiday week.
And we've discussed it so many times, Al. TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, from the beginning, put on the most incredible show, the biggest staging that I've never seen. I've been to so many, you know, shows over the years, thankfully, because I still to this day love it. But over the years, you really do study things, and you see the rigs, and you see the PA, and you see the lasers, and the lights, and the flames, and the CO2, and the bands, and the way it's put together. I mean, the PA alone is such a quality sound, you just don't get it in other places. And do you ever go to other shows and is it hard to enjoy it because you're so busy looking at what's putting it together, or can you let go?
Nah, you know, I kind of let go because, first of all, I don't really have the chance to go to many shows. You know, I don't get out all that much. But when I do, it's usually something really special. I did about 2 months ago, my wife got me tickets to go see Paul Rodgers and Jeff Beck.
Right.
And I was so put back on my heels by how great those two guys are that I didn't care if they were singing, you know, if they had no PA. You know, it didn't matter. Just to be in a room with those two legends was enough for me. So I don't really, you know, I don't kind of get out much. But I think if I did, if I went to see, like, you know, a show with a younger band, I'd be sitting there scrutinizing their production and all that kind of stuff because it's hard, you know. We roll in, I think we're coming in with, this year it's 20 semis.
You know, that's
it's kind of not fair. It's like, you know, Floyd Mayweather beating up a 12-year-old. It's just like, nah.
Yeah.
There's nothing to this. You know, he's done it all. He's seen it all. And, musically, I love to go out and see, you know, things when I can. But again, you know, I think I went to see Greg Allman last year. And that man can come out with a Hammond and a microphone. And that's all he needs.
Yeah.
And again, this year, Jeff Beck and Paul Rodgers. But, you know, I kind of gear up and focus towards what we're doing. I'm just glad to hear you talk about it. You've seen how many shows, you know, not this year, but in the past 20 years. Sure. And nobody comes close as far as the production and the surprises and entertainment and the depth of the story. I mean, there's so much going on. You know.
Well, and that leads me to this point. I was thinking about the fact that how long were you with Alice Cooper? How long did you play with Alice?
I think just under 2 years.
Wouldn't it be incredible to get him to play a character and come out and do a song somewhere special, do a Scrooge-type character or a hard guy who has to lighten up because he's so good at that theater, you know, and he's still got every bit of it. I mean, he's as good today as he, if not better than he's ever been.
Oh, he's so much better now than he was 20, 30 years ago. I mean, he's like one of those people that just keeps getting better with age. Listen, Paul and I talked about that over the years, about getting Alice involved. You know, we wanted him to come do a couple shows with us over the years. I think New Year's Eve, we wanted him to join us on stage in Phoenix. But, you know, he's got his band and his shows going on and all that, so it never really lined up. But I ran into him a couple of years ago at some venue up in Canada, and it was, you know, big hugs and how you been and what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Paul and I turned around and said, you know what, he would be perfect.
Yeah.
TSO story. You know, who knows? You know, there's so many artists. That, I mean, I'd love to get Paul Rodgers on a record. I'd love to get Alice on a record. There's a lot of people that I'd love to bring in. I know Paul's family is always talking about different people coming in. Because, you know, Paul loved that. You know, when we became popular with his idols or his heroes, that was the greatest gift anybody could have bestowed upon Paul. I mean, for Greg Lake to become a TSO fan, you know, Paul was just smitten with that. You know, Paul and I both were like huge ELP fans. So for Greg Lake to come in and sing with us, Steven Tyler to do a song with us.
Yes.
Roger Daltrey, again, Paul Rodgers. You know, so many over the years, they love it. You know, everybody loves Paul's stories.
Well, it makes it, and again, like Alice is such a sweet guy, and I do love, that's why I always go see him. The show is incredible. It just brings up such great feelings in you. He does such a great job. But then if you're ever lucky enough to meet the man, he is a polite, sweet, kind, thoughtful person. Like
unassuming, you know, not the typical rock star. I mean, you know, it's like he's been doing it for so long. He's like one of those guys who, I mean, for 40 or 50 years now, he's been at the top of the food chain doing what he does and changing music.
Yeah.
You know, he's a pioneer. I mean, when I first worked for him, that was my first introduction to any kind of theatrical presentation of rock and roll. And you know, I think I told you once before, dude, when I started the opening chords to the Ballad of Dwight Frye, I turned around and he was in the straitjacket. He wasn't Alice anymore, trust me. He was that guy in the insane asylum, and he brought that character to life. And I was like, that's awesome. And now, you know, fast forward almost 30 years, and that's what I'm doing, you know, twice a day.
There is something special, and there's a handful of musicians. And do you do that now? Because do you do the same thing where when you walk out, there's something about you have to find something inside of yourself that there's bigger than life, that is really a performer, and not everybody has it, you know? There's a lot of good players, and they stare at their shoes, and then there's guys who can walk that stage and draw that attention of every person in there.
Yeah, I think that comes with, you know, a long time of doing it and confidence, but more importantly, being nurtured by great teachers. Like, over the years, I've worked with so many amazing artists that have taken me under their wing and, you know, and they've taught me. And also, at the same time, I wanted to be taught. You know, Dave Mustaine told me a long, long time ago, always stay teachable, no matter how old you are or what you've accomplished.
Sure.
Stay teachable. Actually, you know, that's why I love boxing so much, because that's an art form that you'll never master, just like playing the guitar or playing the piano or singing or anything else. You know, you work at it every day until the day you close your eyes for the last time. So with that in mind, I'm a student of this game.
Well, then that's what keeps you.
Every time I walk on that stage, it's like being 16 all over again. And, you know, as long as I hang on to that, I'll never get tired of it. I'll never get bored of it. And especially when you look at the audience and you see kids for the first time seeing us, you know, you see a 4 or 5-year-old girl, you know, in a cute little Christmas dress, like with a fist in the air.
Sure.
You know,
oh, on. And that's it. And that is the crowd. The crowd is one of my favorite things. You'll look around and there'll be the older people enjoying it and young, like you'll see metalheads out there. They're really into the whole vibe, or people with their kids. I was watching that and I love the Sprint Center. The security there is really so good. I'm watching a little fight. You know, normally you're not supposed to screw around in the aisles, and they can all see this kid is caught in the moment, and he's not dancing with any, and it's truly like it's all interpretive to this kid. He's feeling
exactly.
It, and he does it for 3 songs, and I mean, by the end, I can't stop laughing, and I got tears in my eyes, because it's such a beautiful thing to see somebody connect so well, so young.
It is. It's awesome, and there's no problems, and, you know, you want to get up and dance? Yeah, I get up and dance. You know, nobody's throwing a beer bottle at you, you know. It's just the most calm, relaxed insanity you'll ever be part of,
right?
If that makes any sense. You know, it's like what's going on stage is absolute, you know, it's never been seen before. Yet everybody in the audience feels like they're in their own private living room watching their own personal show, because that's how it's built over the years.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, if you can get tickets, if you can still get them, there's not a bad seat in the house, because I've walked it before. I've walked out to see it from different perspectives. I always wonder what it looks like. And it doesn't matter if you're in the top, the bottom, the front, the side. It's such a huge set, and it's directed in such ways that you see something different from every perspective. And it really is great for everybody in your family. Nobody can possibly get offended. You will absolutely get affected by it. And it is.
Listening to you talk about it, I don't have to say much, brother. You know, that's what I love, because, you know, you can hear in your voice, you know, how much you enjoy it. And like you had just said, the last row in that arena becomes the front row for a bunch of the night.
Yeah.
You know, the front row becomes the last row, and everybody in between just has the greatest seat ever. You can't get in any trouble, you won't be disappointed, and you will have the time of your life. And it is infectious. It is the kind of thing that, you know, go there with an open mind and an open heart. If you haven't been with us before, and I guarantee you'll walk out and you'll have a different perspective on a lot of things.
Yeah, nobody's ever gone to a TSO show and thought, oh, that wasn't, that, I didn't get my money's worth.
Oh my God, that'd break my heart.
No, it's never happened. You know that. I mean, it's too big, too much, too well put together, too thoughtful. And it really is a great way to wrap up the year. And well, look, I know you got an 8 o'clock, but man, I'll see you soon, and we'll talk again. I'm glad everything's going well, man. I hope rehearsals at the end is fantastic, and I hope all the shows between now and Kansas City are incredible.
They're going to be, and, you know, like I said, I can't wait to dig in and see what... I'm about as excited as you are to see what the production looks like this year. So how about I give you a call in 2 weeks, and I'll kind of fill you in on what's shaking.
Be great. I'd love it, man.
My brother, love you, Miss Uretti, and I'll see you in about 2 months.
I love you, man.
Thank you.
Al Petrelli.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.